The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley, and the immigration burden is in the agenda, on the agenda again, Harley.
Well, it is. We have so many illegal immigrants at the Mexican border, there's no place to put them. 520,000 have poured through the border since the end of September last year. They now have an estimate that says $104 billion is the cost to U.S. taxpayers of illegal immigration this year so far. So the plan now is to load them up and take them elsewhere. First, they're going to take a bunch of them to San Diego at about 400 a week, three plane loads. At that rate, it'll take years to ship them away from the border because they continue to come in and come in and come in. They can't just stay in Texas, for example. There's nothing for them along the border but desert and small towns that simply can't handle the influx. So there's a plan to move about 250,000 migrants to distant cities for processing. How about Buffalo, New York? One likely destination. Maybe Miami, Detroit. Those cities have border checkpoints, too. They're about to get a whole lot busier, that's for sure.
Gosh.
The president can do it. You know, he declared an emergency.
Something got to be done. It's as simple as that.
Listen, right.
I love this this college speech. Give us some detail on that, where the bloke's given away some money and the U.S. billionaire has paid all their graduating class, the loan fees of all the graduating class.
Morehouse College in Atlanta, all male, historically blacks only school. Commencement speakers, billionaire Robert Smith. He's a founder and CEO of Vista Equity Partners. Big guy handles money. He told the graduates, when Martin Luther King Jr. talked about the arc of the moral universe bending toward justice, he wasn't saying it bends of its own accord. He said it bends because we choose to put our shoulders into it together and push. Then he put his money where his mouth is, told the students he's going to pay off all of their student debt, about 400 of them, and his family's going to create a grant to do it. The gift could total about $40 million. He's a billionaire. He can afford it, but still, you don't hear about that happening very often.
No, absolutely. Good story, Harley.